With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to this today that this brings about a lot of honesty in her heart and clarity as to when she's inside of your will and when she's not inside of your will. I ask all these prayers in your Father's Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You need God's grace to get through it. You need to just obey him, but it's really also too important to understand how it can carry you through persecution, because it gets a lot of Christians. It does. It's very hard. Satan's going to be on you like white on rice if you really are shining that light and being salt and light, just really telling the truth. But I want to touch on the previous podcast where I was talking about the role of women in the church and how it says that I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the male. It really is a thing of the heart. Okay. Because the Apostle Paul is speaking about a church setting. Okay. You're supposed to have a male, bishop or deacon or a head of the church. Okay. You're not supposed to have a woman teaching men. Okay. Things like that. But, I have, my beloved sisters in Christ, you need to watch your heart as well, okay? Because I have come across this where it seems like a husband and a wife are just doing Bible. They're just reading their Bible together, okay? But the wife in her heart is trying to lead and teach her husband, okay? And it comes out later, okay? To where I've had that happen where the husband's like, you were trying to teach me. You're not supposed to do that, you know, because he didn't know the Bible. Maybe she's stronger in the faith and knows more about scripture and he doesn't, you know, and she was doing that and she wasn't supposed to. Okay. But it just looks like they're having Bible study. But in the heart, the two of them know what's going on. Okay. Or you can have a sister who's really humble. Okay. And she's a vessel of the Lord. Okay. And you have a man and he's smart and he needs help and he's going through a hard time and he goes and he asks the woman for some help. He says, you know, can you give me some counsel on this? I don't really understand what's going on. And in her heart, she's like, okay, I'm going to just tell this man the truth. Okay. But he can ignore me or he can listen to me. And I'm not trying to take any authority over him in my heart. I'm just telling him the truth. And he's just asking me a question. I'm going to answer him. Okay. It's a fine line. You can feel it in your heart when it's being crossed. Okay. To where, there's a very specific point in the heart where the Holy Spirit will say, you know, you're trying to take authority over this man. Okay. And you're trying to lead him and you don't do that. Okay. And then, likewise, the opposite can be true, okay, where a sister is just fine. She's not trying to lead him. She's not trying to instruct him in any way, shape, or form or take authority over him. She's just telling him the truth and just trying to be helpful and give what she has, okay, that's of the Spirit, and a man is smart and he's going to take it. Or you could have a sister who's not trying to teach nor usurp the authority of a man, but she's there and the Holy Spirit's telling her to warn a man because he's headed towards a trap, okay? And that's not the same thing, okay? That's just a warning or an exhortation, okay? Or prophesying or something like that, okay? So you really want to be very cautious in the heart, because you can have something that looks like it's harmless and it's a sin, okay? And you can have something where somebody is being very holy in their heart and very cautious in their heart, not to overstep that boundary, okay? So walk in the Spirit and He'll guide you, okay? In all things, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she humbles her heart and asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit and reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover when she's done, reads it again. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.